That is right. We always look forward to coming back here. You know, since 2006, this has been one of our favorite places to play. How many of you have seen us every time? Well, thank you very much for coming back. We really appreciate it. And tonight we're going to play some things that we haven't played here before. There might be one or two that we have played way back when, but a lot of new things. And I'm just going to make sure I'm in tune here. It's been a little cold on the stage, so I don't trust that the guitar hasn't gone out of tune already. All right. So we're going to start off with something from the Shut Up and Play Your Guitar record.
Thank you.
Before we play this song, it's always important that we give you this special touch point. We use Sheila to bring this to you. Are you ready to dance like it's the 80s? Come on. Yeah, that's right.
She's ready.
Yeah, there's a couple of you who are ready. Now, this is what we're talking about. Joe, give her a little bit of something she can dance to, would you?
Thank you.
bit of enthusiasm. We like to get you in the spirit of it all because this next song is such a fucking downer. You know, it's an upsetting tale about, you know, what it's like to be a teenage prostitute. You ready for it? Speaking of teenagers, this is the teenage portion of our program. Right now, I'd like to bring to the stage a real live actual teenager. Yes, it's true. She's gonna come out, she's gonna speak a little Norwegian to you so you can really understand everything that's about to happen. Caroline, could you come out here? Caroline Kjeldstø, ladies and gentlemen. Caroline, let's maybe you should let me use your microphone.
Hi, jeg Caroline Kjeldstø, og jeg skal fortelle dere om noe som skjedde med meg for 2 år siden. Og det var nesten som et eventyr. Jeg har en bror som heter Håkon, og han veldig glad i å spille gitar. Og han digger musikken til Frank og Dwizzle Zappa. Så vi dro på konsert i Göteborg, og vi hilste på Dwizzle. Håkon fortalte at han kunne spille noen av sangene, som for eksempel The Black Page 2. Dwizzle kunne ikke tro det han hørte, og ville at Håkon skulle legge ut en video på nettsiden hans, dwizzlezappaworld.com. Dwizzle ga Håkon et stipend til musikkskolen hans, Dwizzilla, og hele familien tok en tur til New York. I dag skal Håkon få lov til å spille sammen med bandet.
that. It was pretty great introducing your brother. And now, Håkon, he's going to play with us a song from the Roxy album. This is no easy feat, ladies and gentlemen. This piece of music, when you're ready, can you hear yourself? Yep, you guys can hear him. He's set. Okay, we're going to play a song called Echidna's Arf. Thank you. glad you appreciate that. I know how terrifying something like that could be. And he did very, very well. Nicely done. All right, so now that we are on to the Roxy, we're gonna play something else from the Roxy for you. Yes, this one involves some type of bondage. Small flightless birds. Yeah, oh well. You guys ready for it?
She's just like a penguin in bondage, boy.
Just be having a jumping through a hoop, a fly, with a
mind thoughts and doubts, and leave you in front of dark.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. You guys having fun so far?
Yeah!
Excellent. Glad to know that. Alright, we're going to play a song that is a country song. Country and Western, that's right. What's that you say? For example, country and Western? Why, of course. Yes, it makes perfect sense. This song is dedicated to the ladies. It's called Harder Than Your Husband.
Let me see.
Thank you.
riding all night long. Yes, you can ride it so hard, you laugh like a guitar, totally out of tune, just like I just did.
Play some songs that are from the 60s now. You know, we're trying to give you a lot of depth and variety, show off the depth and variety of the music, and you know, some of these ones we haven't played before, and these might be some of the first songs you ever heard of Frank's. You know, some people go way back with the music, and so maybe this next song might be the first song you ever heard. This one's called Motherly Love.
Motherly Love.
Oh,
Such a wide open space for improvisation, and I enjoy playing on it. It's got some interesting chords in it too. The same chords that are in this are also in another song. Maybe you can name this tune. Tell me what this is. I heard so many things, because the same two chords are in the song we're about to play, but just in the reverse order. This is, I think somebody actually did yell it out, Blessed Relief is these two chords. But if you do it in the other direction, it sounds like this.
Outside now, I can't wait to see Thank you.
bring to the stage another special guest on stunt vocals, Mr. Pete Jones. Lots of good suggestions. We're gonna play something from the Bongo Fury record, if you don't mind. You guys ready for it?
ladies! Pete Douglas, ladies and gentlemen!
Something completely different.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would love to play Watermelon and Easter Hay, but that one still is too emotionally charged for me. I will go into a coma if I play that one right now. So, but eventually I will. I'll play that one for everybody. But for right now, we're gonna play something else that has a lot of other kinds of emotions for me in it, and I think it's a. This is a pretty intense one as well. You guys ready for it?
Thank you. Thank you.
talking. Hey, sounding pretty good there, baby.
Now we're going to do something silly for a friend of ours because we have a long-standing tradition. If it's somebody's birthday, we always do an atonal happy birthday performance, and it is someone's birthday today. It's Mr. Pete Jones' birthday, so in honor of Pete Jones, here is another fine rendition of the atonal happy birthday. Frank was in when someone with a very similar accent yelled it out in Helsinki. So we have played it. It might be sloppy, but why not? Let's play it.
Oh, would be nice.
Yeah, why not?
I bet you that guy's from Finland.
It was exactly what happened. You know, Frank heard somebody yell it out, and he said, "You know what? The next time some fucker yells that out, I'm gonna know that song and I'm gonna play it."
So, he wasn't a fucker. He's a nice man.
He's perfectly nice. But I'm saying this is what Frank said.
He could be a fucker. He could.
Yeah. All right. So that being said, we'll do our best to play this. This is like it's been several months since we've done this one, but why not?
Love has been blind. such a fool. I have to step back and say, baby, oh, I'm loving you. I drown myself in sorrow as I think of what you've done. Now that things change, the bad times are still the same. Like that one.
Thank you. Monster Love. You guys ready for this Monster Love song?
I'm so Thank you.
Gonzalez. Ben Thomas. Joe Travers. Kurt Morgan. Chris Morton. Caroline and Hogan Gilsberg. And the birthday boy, Mr. Pete Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, Weasel Zappa!
As always, we can't wait to meet you. I hope to see you again next year. Thank you so much for coming to the concert. I hope you enjoy it. We'll see you soon. Goodbye.